Joining me today are the team that bring you the Basel Game Day 2016 coming up this next month, actually, May of 2016. Now, this is the third annual event. I welcome into the studio, and forgive my pronunciation, Ruben Cabejon and Virginia Vallejo. How did I do?
Quite well.
Man. that was easier than ordering a Corona. But all right. Welcome, guys. Why don't you tell us about how it is that you came to be involved with, first of all, not just the game day, but also being in Basel?
I came to Basel as a postdoc 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
I just came with him.
Okay. That makes it easy.
Yes.
So did you guys come here for work, or were you here to study?
Yes, I was a postdoc, and I've been working in the university since then.
Ah, okay. All right. And then how did you get involved with Basel Game Day?
Well, it was quite a personal decision in the sense that we were looking for people to play games. So we founded the organization of the Board Game Basel Association here in Basel,
mm-hmm.
and we grew up group of people which were interested in board games, and then from there we jump into sharing this with the community, with the city, and then organize this Basel game event now this year for third time.
Okay, and when you got started, Virginia, what kind of games did you get started with? What were you hosting back then? Was it as many games as it is today?
In the Basel game, you mean?
Yes.
Well, we have a very big amount of games.
Yes.
And it goes from very easy games, which is just not familiar with the motherboard games, until very, very...
Yeah, elaborate?
Yes, elaborate games.
Mm-hmm. And which ones did you start with? Did you start just with, say, Monopoly when you started 3 years ago? Or was it card
three
games?
Well, 3 years ago, let's say with Cedar of Catan or Funkeslag.
Dominion.
This kind of the Dominion, this kind of game. And then I got more involved with the modern games.
Okay. So you bring up an interesting point by mentioning those games in particular. I'm not familiar with them, but I imagine based on the fact that you host over 200 games at this year's event, most people would be. But is there any sort of cultural leaning in terms of the games that are selected to be hosted? Or would anyone feel comfortable whether they were coming from the U.S. or...
Everybody.
New Zealand or the Ukraine?
Absolutely, everyone will be welcome. We have a big spectrum of games coming from party games where we can have like 10 people doing crazy things up to more strategic games where really thinkers can have a challenge there.
Okay. And what's the idea? When people come, are they coming just to socialize, or are they coming to win money? Are they coming to win bragging rights? What's the...
They come there. It's a very easy concept. They come, they grab one of the games that we offer there, and then sit on the table and have fun with family, friends, or meet new people. We also have different activities where they can even win some games, in fact.
What kind of activities are those?
For example, try to guess the number of meeples that there is inside of a bottle.
If you are the number of
meeples, which meeples, are like small, I should explain what's this. It's small wooden pieces that we use in the games, in fact.
Ah, okay. And what can you win if
you can win a set of games?
Ah, okay. All right. Now, when I start playing games, I get very competitive. And sometimes it helps to have mom or dad around when I get this competitive. Do you have something like this?
Yes. Sometimes, yes. But this is good. This keeps the spark of life going on.
Well, the competitiveness does. But, you know, in that your games day is hosted in a place that serves coffee and alcohol, maybe it's also good to have someone to keep people in line or at least following the rules.
Well, usually... People behave quite okay in these events. It's a very friendly atmosphere. So competitive people also, I think they probably lower the expectations of competitiveness.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, we have also cooperative games. So
that's true.
Okay. Got it.
Some issues.
Like Jenga.
No, even... I think Jenga is quite competitive, in fact.
It is?
Yeah. We have all the games like Pandemic or, I don't know, different
Cooperative
games.
You have to
games.
Save the world together.
Yes.
Oh.
Or you save it or you die. So
you either you win all together or you lose all together.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But you do have folks there, too, that help host some of these games and to keep them going smoothly, right?
Yes. Okay. We have a set of, well, a series, a group of volunteers that will spend the whole day there helping people to explain them the rules or to choose a game or, yeah, or have fun directly with the visitors.
Okay. So everything falls into the category of board games? And also some cooperative activity type games, like there'll be some of the representatives of the various room escapes, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything that involves any electronic media there?
Not at this moment.
Okay.
At this moment, we have basically board games. It's quite focused in board games, but not only on that. We have also role play games for a couple of schedule slots, and we also have the roomscapes and some geek nail painting, which is quite something new and interesting.
I don't know what that is.
I think it's a surprise then.
Oh,
you have to come.
Yes, you have to come and find it out.
We
and
love then, those kinds of things.
Yeah, and also the Flomi. If you want to start your collection of board games, you can go there and buy secondhand games from our flea market.
Ah, okay, Flomi. Yes, now I know what you're talking about. That's a flea market kind of thing. All right. Well, but I'll tell you what, that is not a knock against you that you have no electronic media. I've been looking for just something like this as a way to get my kids torn away from their video games and into a spot where they could try out some new and old board games alike and maybe even interact and meet some new friends. What else is there to look forward to besides obviously the 200 games? Is there something special? What are your two favorite games each?
Oh, that's probably one of the most difficult questions ever.
Well, try and answer.
I would say for me it's Trajan and Euphoria.
Okay.
Which are quite strategic and competitive games.
Okay. And for you, Virginia?
I will say Castle of Burgundy.
Okay.
And Stone Age.
The Stone Age.
Yeah.
And are these role-playing games, card games?
Worker board placement.
Games? What is
game.
That?
There is quite a lot of different concepts in these modern board games, for describing the mechanics, and worker placement is one of the mechanics.
Okay,
but it seems complicated. It's not
it's
at all.
Not
yeah,
at all.
And it sounds like there's plenty of people on hand to help everyone, so that they're having more fun than learning.
Absolutely, yes.
Or having fun and learning.
Probably both things, and it's a good option to get away from the screen and find new people and interact with them.
Okay. One last thing. Where and when is this event? Just so we know everybody's very clear on it.
Well, the event will be on Saturday, 28th of May.
Okay.
From 10 in the morning to 8 in the evening.
Okay. And it's
in Unternehmen Mitte, in Gerbergasse 30.
Oh, fantastic. What a great place to do it. Okay, plenty of room. So please, on a Saturday, if you are looking for something really interesting to do and, of course, meet lots of new people and, of course, like our new friends Ruben and Virginia, head over to the Unternehmen in Basel. All of the relevant information will also be on our website, as well as links to theirs. Look for Boss Game 2016 this May 28th. Ruben, Virginia, thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
for inviting us.